Good afternoon and welcome to Homefront, VCY America's unique program that keeps you up to date on what is happening right on your home front here in Wisconsin. I'm James Millett, Vice President of Wisconsin Family Council, and your host for this Wednesday's edition of Homefront. I am filling in today for Wisconsin Family Council President Jelaine Appling, who is on her way to Washington, D.C. to partake in the Conservative Political Action Conference, known more commonly to everybody as CPAC. We will talk about that a little bit more later, but first of all, let me just say it's an honor to guest host this program. I hope that just like when Jelaine is here, that you find this program engaging, instructive, and perhaps even inspirational to the point that you feel compelled to get out there engaging with your family at home and with your friends out there in your church and in your community. As you all know, one thing we like to do at Wisconsin Family Council, because we know it's an important tool for us to communicate with our Christian friends throughout the state, is that we hold events. We hold events all over the state. We try to rotate them so that we can get into different areas of the state. And one of the people in our organization that leads up our effort to identify where to hold those events and recruit folks to attend those events is our Director of Church Relations. His name is Dave Lingle. He's from Watertown. And we have him here with us today to talk about these events that are coming up in 2016. Dave, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, James. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for all the hard work you're doing with WFC. Dave, can you tell us a little bit more about what it is you do at WFC and how you got involved with the organization?
Okay. Well, I serve as the Director of Church Relations, and I'm an ambassador for the organization to the churches in our state. You know, a lot of times folks hear us on the radio. They receive things in the mail from us. But it's nice to have a face sometimes, because Jelaine can't get everywhere. You can't get everywhere, and so I came on board to be able to be a face of the organization to pastors and churches in our state. So it's a wonderful privilege, wonderful opportunity to be able to serve in that capacity. And so that's kind of what I do.
Can you tell us a little bit more about these events? The 2016 is all about you events is the title of events that we've rolled out this year with Wisconsin Family Council. We have them going on throughout the state. Can you tell us a little bit more about what those events entail and what people can expect that show up at those?
Yeah, absolutely. They're really fun events. We generally meet at Pizza Ranch just because it's a convenient venue for us. So you get a great meal, get to visit with some friends, bring some friends along. A lot of times you get to make some new friends. And obviously one of the key opportunities is to hear Jelaine in person speak to some of the issues of the day, and as well get to meet some of the Wisconsin Family Council staff. They're just a great opportunity to get information that we think people both want and we know that they need, and sometimes just not sure where to get it. The events are really a great opportunity also to encourage folks. You know, there's a lot of discouraging news, a lot of discouraging stuff going on in our culture and our society. So it's great to find out that there are some objective, hands-on things that every one of us can be doing to make a difference. You know, the events are for everybody. We love it when pastors come out. We love it when folks from the churches come out. Let me just tell you about we had a note from a pastor. He's actually a pastor of a supporting church, just at a recent event here. And after the event, he wrote us a note. And in that note, he says, "We can't thank you enough for all you do." This is a direct quote now. He said, "Please know we pray for you consistently and appreciate you. I really want to increase my efforts and influence. Pray for me on this. I was greatly challenged again by you, and especially for such a time as this." And so it was just a real encouragement to know. And he's a great guy. He is a faithful minister of the word. And he's already a really busy guy and a lot going on. And yet that was his response to the event. So really, when folks come out, our message, our goal is to inform. We want to inspire them, and we want to give them concrete ways that they can then be involved in making a difference in our society.
Well, absolutely. You know, this year in 2016, being an election year, we've tailored this presentation to show how critical Christians can be in the upcoming election cycles, both in our state, in our nation. And what we want to look at is how important it is for Christians to be involved and try and inspire people to really answer the question that people have been asking. Are Christians going to be engaged in 2016? There was speculation in 2012 that they weren't, and that the election results occurred because of that. There's been speculation in other elections. Are the Christians going to show up and vote? Are they going to vote their biblical principles? Are they going to show up and truly represent in the polls the values that they hold? And that's what we're taking up at these events. That's the question I believe we're asking. And hopefully, as you said, Dave, that we can inspire people to follow through with that, to get engaged in their communities and their churches and with their families to ensure that our Christian vote in 2016 is represented. Can you tell us where these next events are planned, Dave?
Sure, absolutely. And let me just, if I could, I'll just follow up on what you just said about Christians being involved, because a lot of times, you know, folks, including myself, we get discouraged. I mean, sometimes we see that, you know, we elect good people to office and then they don't seem to follow through on things, and we can get discouraged. And it's true, politics is not the answer. But obviously, we need revival in our country. We need folks to be committed to the truth. We need to get the gospel out. But just because politics is not the answer, it doesn't mean that politics, and especially government, is not important. And as I mentioned at a recent event, we are commanded to pray for kings and rulers and all that are in our authority, that we might lead quiet and peaceable lives. And I just believe that anything we're commanded to pray for, we're also expected to work for. I think you can see that consistently throughout Scripture. And so we just encourage folks to be involved in making a difference. So we do have some events coming up. The next three that we have scheduled, March 17th, we're going to be at the Manitowoc Pizza Ranch from 6 to 8 p.m. March 31st, we're going to be at the Wausau Pizza Ranch, which is actually in Weston. And then April 7th, also from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll be at the Appleton Pizza Ranch. So if you live in any of those areas, give us a call at 888-378-7395, and you can register to attend or visit our website, which is wifamilycouncil.org. You can register online. Space really is limited. We use the meeting room at the pizza ranches, and we don't charge for the event. We do take a love offering at the event, but it's totally up to folks who come whether or not they want to contribute to the cost of the evening or not. We just want folks to come out, get the message, get the information, and to leave knowing that they've been helped and that we really can make a difference.
Dave, I thank you for coming in and talking a little bit more about these events, about the work you're doing at WFC, and about the importance of Christians getting involved in their communities. I, like you, of course, believe it to be very important and almost a duty for us to be represented.
Absolutely. Thank you, James.
As I mentioned at the beginning of this program, Delaine Appling, the president of Wisconsin Family Council, is not here because she's currently on her way to Washington, D.C. to partake in, as a panelist, the Conservative Political Action Conference that's being held from March 2nd to the 5th, known as CPAC. CPAC is one of the largest, arguably the most important, conservative conference that occurs each year, especially during election year. It is extraordinarily important. CPAC was founded by the American Conservative Union, who, according to their website, combines ideas with action to leverage the strengths of thousands of grassroots activists to break through the resistance of Washington's powerful elites. The idea is that it's a grassroots organization to help leverage the power, coordinate the power of what the conservative grassroots in our nation. What is really exciting about this is that the organizers of CPAC recognize the aptitude and the competence of Wisconsin Family Council's president, Jelaine Appling, who has spent many tireless years here in Wisconsin working and advocating for strong families, for marriage, for religious liberty, as well as for the tremendous recent work that Jelaine has done in her advocation for the lives of the unborn. Now, Jelaine is going to be serving in two functions at CPAC, the first of which is to serve as a subject matter expert in the discussion of the future potential of the Family Prosperity Index. Now, the Family Prosperity Index is a revolutionary tool for evaluating the ability of families to thrive in a particular state. It's going to look at data and information that's available in the states, analyze it, and go ahead and cross-reference that against the same types of data from other states to make determinations on which states are performing well or poorly in relationship to, creating an environment that's positive for families in those states. So that's a really interesting tool, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes out of that and what it actually looks like. I know it's going to be something that we look to employ in the future here in Wisconsin, specifically. The second thing that Jelaine is going to be doing at CPAC is she's going to be serving as a panelist, along with some other really distinguished, highly accredited people, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, Larry Kudlow, the economist from CNBC, and Dr. Wendy Wierkolick of the American Conservative Union Foundation, who's also an economist, I believe, to take on the daunting topic of the state of the family in America. How do we measure success? They're going to be taking that up in front of the whole conference, starting at 9:20 a.m. on Friday, March 4th. This panel will see Jelaine draw upon the many unique challenges and experiences that Wisconsin Family Council has been involved in over the past decade, and will serve as an opportunity for Jelaine to really highlight the many successes that the broad statewide family of Wisconsin Family Council supporters have been able to achieve here in the Badger State. Speaking for the rest of the people here at Wisconsin Family Council, I can just say that we're very proud to see Jelaine's hard work being recognized on a national scale, and are certain that those in attendance at CPAC will benefit greatly from Jelaine's participation in the event. More on CPAC when Jelaine gets back. I'm sure she'll have a great report for us. As we all know, yesterday was Super Tuesday, which is a big day in presidential politics, as 11 states got their chance to weigh in on the candidates that are running for office. We saw returns last night from numerous races in numerous states, and the impact is going to be tremendous going forward on those presidential races. For us here in Wisconsin, we're going to get our chance to weigh in on just about a month from now. On April 5th, we'll have the spring general election, which also is the primary election for our presidential races here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Family Council has educational voter information available on our website on those races. You can go to wifamilycouncil.org to check that out, or you can call us at 888-378-7395. Also on April 5th will be the spring general election for the Supreme Court race here in the state of Wisconsin. That'll have Rebecca Bradley squaring off against Joanne Kloppenburg. Now, as some of you may know, Rebecca Bradley was recently appointed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court by Governor Walker to fill a vacancy that was left when Justice Crooks passed away suddenly this past summer. Justice Bradley previously served on the Wisconsin Court of Appeals and as a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge. Her website says she is the first to bring judicial experience on both the trial court and intermediate appellate court benches to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Before answering a call to public service, she practiced law for over 16 years. Joanne Kloppenburg is currently serving as a judge in Wisconsin's Court of Appeals, District 4. She was elected to that position in 2012 after she lost a bid for the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2011, where she challenged incumbent Justice David Prosser. Prior to being elected to the Court of Appeals, Kloppenburg served in the Department of Justice as an assistant attorney general. Now, of course, there are also some local races that are going to be important and will be on your ballot as well on April 5th, potentially referendums that are up there for approval or disapproval in your communities. I encourage you to go to myvote.wi.gov to find out what will actually be on your ballot. Of course, you could also contact us at 888-378-7395, and we can do our best to help you out with that information as well. Well, I hope that today's discussion has been informative and educational and has brought you up to date on the important events as they relate to our families here in Wisconsin. If you're looking for more information on any of the work that Wisconsin Family Council is doing, please always feel free to contact us again at 888-378-7395. You can also go to wifamilycouncil.org. You have an opportunity there to sign up for our Wisconsin Family eConnection list, which will get you updated on all the current events and issues and happenings as they relate to marriage, family, life, and liberty here in the state of Wisconsin. As always, thank you very much for listening. This is James Millette from Wisconsin Family Council, filling in for Jelaine Appeline, reminding you, the prophet Hosea said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."